Let us pray before we come to the Word of God. Dear God Almighty, the giver of Scripture, we thank you that you have given us your Word, and this morning we pray that may your Holy Spirit illumine us with your Word. This is our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us turn to the Word of God this morning. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I will read from the New Revised Standard Version that I have in front of me. Philippians 1, 1 through 11, it reads, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with you with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord. I bring you greetings from the Solomon Islands. From my family, many of you know us. We left Richmond in end of 2007. I came back in 2008 to graduate. During the time we were here, we attended Grace Covenant, and so we still very much feel like we're part of this congregation. And we certainly thank you for all your prayers and support. And I bring you greetings from family, Sani and the children, and the ministry, Islands Bible Ministry, that we're involved in. There is so much happening out there in the Solomon Islands. The ministry is growing. We've been involved in Bible translation, and now we are building a Bible college in the Solomon Islands. There is a big need for that. And so I'd like to thank you for your support and your prayers. As I was preparing, when I knew that I would be coming to the United States to attend a conference, I decided that it might be a good thing to come and visit you. And when I knew that I would be preaching, I started to think about what to say. We've been praying for you, and I thought that maybe I should say, talk or preach on something that is related to your involvement. You've been partnering with us in the gospel. In Christian ministries, we are often very busy. There's always this and that to do. And because we're so engaged with ministries, we often forget to spend quality time in prayer. As I was getting my notes ready, I was struck by Paul's prayer life. And I decided to focus on Paul's prayer life, especially when he prays for those who partner with him in the gospel. This is where we now turn to the reading that we just read. This reading, I'll break it down into about four parts. In the first part, verses 1 to 2, it's a basic introduction that you see in most of Paul's letter. But in the verses 3 through 11, the first part, verses 3 to 6, that's where Paul gives thanks for the believers. Verses 7 through 8, he considers believers very special, and we'll see why he does so. And verses 9 through 11, Paul prays for the believers' spiritual progress. And I'd like to go through this text and draw out a few things that we may learn from. The letter starts out saying, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi. The letter is written to those in Philippi, in general to all the believers in Philippi, but specifically to the leaders in that church. Verses 3 to 6, that's where Paul gives thanks for the believers. He says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, having confidence of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. There are three things about Paul's prayer life that I'd like to highlight. First, he is a man of prayer. He demonstrates three basic principles that I'd like to note from this text. First, every remembrance of the believers is an occasion of giving thanks to God. Every time the name of a believer comes to mind, that is an occasion to give thanks to God for that believer. Principle number two that Paul demonstrates, praying for believers is a regular practice of the man of God or woman of God. Paul prays as and when he remembers. He says he prays always. He prays when he is prompted by the remembrance. He prays for the believers. Principle number three, every occasion of praying is a joyful event. Paul finds praying a joy. When the act of praying loses its joy, it also loses its intensity. It loses its freshness, its commitment, its regularity, its fervency, and its remembrance. Paul finds every occasion of praying a joyful event. The second thing about Paul's prayer life is that there is a cause for Paul's joyful thanksgiving and praying. And that cause, he'll tell us in verse 5, it is the partnering from day one with the believers in Philippi. I find this interesting. The Greek word koinonia, that many of you will know, is the word for partnership. That is the same word that is rendered in the same book, in other places, fellowship. But it's also translated as different other words, and I'm going to highlight. In the letter of Philippians, koinonia fellowship includes partnering in the work of spreading the gospel. The word is partnering. Partaking in the sharing of God's grace. The word is sharing. That's the same word. Chapter 1, verse 7. Partnering with the Spirit. The word is partnering. Chapter 2, verse 1. Sharing in the suffering of Christ. The word is sharing. Chapter 3, verse 10. Sharing together in trouble as we spread the gospel, he says to the believers in Philippi, chapter 4, verse 14. The word is sharing again. And then finally, in chapter 4, 15, participating in the giving and receiving in the ministry. The word is participating. What I'm trying to show is that the word koinonia has a broad range of meaning. It's not just fellowship. It involves partnership, sharing, and other words that mean a similar thing. In this case, koinonia fellowship is partnership with God, with the Spirit, with believers, and that also involves sharing in the challenges and difficulties involved in sharing the gospel. So koinonia fellowship goes beyond fellowship meetings. It also involves active involvement in supporting the work of spreading the gospel. And it involves time and resource and and energy and other ways of being involved in the spreading of the gospel. It is this practical involvement of the Philippian believers that gives cause or reason for Paul to give thanks to God. He is very joyful of the fact that the believers are involved in sharing the gospel. It is also this thing about you also here at Grace Covenant that I and those of us who are involved in the ministry out there in the Solomon Islands, we have that reason to give thanks to God for your partnership, for your sharing with us, for your praying with us. As I think about this, I recall that the last time we were here was 2007. We started attending this congregation in 2003, and by my count, that's about 12 years ago. What I mean to say is this, that we have been in fellowship for 12 years. We just haven't been meeting on a weekly basis. But we have been in fellowship. As long as we're involved and partnering in the gospel and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have been in fellowship. And that's the reason Paul is joyful when he prays for the believers. And we too are joyful. Third, Paul prays with confidence, as it says in verse 6. Paul's thanksgiving comes from the confidence he has in the ability of the one who is behind all that he is doing. It is God who has begun a good work in the believers, and it is that God that Paul has confidence in. Paul has seen the partnership of the Philippians from day one until now, and Paul, as he thinks about it, he sees a greater and stronger partnership yet of God from the first day until the day of Christ. The believers' partnership has begun from day one till now, Paul says. But God's partnership has begun from day one till now, and it will continue until the day of Christ. That gives confidence to Paul as he prays. The second thing about Paul's prayer life, he considers believers very special when he prays. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me, he says. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. The reason Paul has a strong feeling for the Philippian believers is because they are very committed partners in the gospel. The believers partner with Paul in the midst of difficulties that he goes through because of the gospel that he is preaching. True partners stand with you when everybody else leaves. The Philippian believers stand with Paul in good and bad times. Paul says, "For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me." When Paul is in prison, they are there with him. When Paul defends or confirms the gospel, they are there with him. Paul could say that God is his witness to his desire for them when he says, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. The third thing about Paul's prayer life and in how he prays is he prays for the believer's spiritual progress. Verses 9 through 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Paul prays for the believers' progress, and he prays that that spiritual progress will result in other things. First, he prays that the believers' love will overflow with knowledge and insight. In Paul's writing, the word knowledge often refers to the knowledge of God, knowledge of the mystery of Christ, and knowledge of the qualities that come from God. Paul prays that the believers' love will lead them to abound in their knowledge of God, that they will have the qualities of God, and also that they will know more of the gospel of Christ Jesus. And the word insight that is used here refers to practical, common sense, knowledge, insight, and experience. I believe what Paul is praying for here is that believers will increase in knowledge and depth of insight as they continue to know God. The second thing that Paul prays for when he prays for the spiritual progress of the believers is that he prays that the believers' increase in knowledge and insight will lead to their gaining the ability to discern and approve the things that matter to God. Paul prays for believers that as they grow in their love for God, they will be growing in the knowledge of God and their experience of Him. As they grow in the knowledge and experience of Him, they will gain more insight and discernment that will help them to be able to approve the things that matter to God. The third thing that he prays for is that the ultimate purpose of Paul's prayer for the believers is so that they may be pure for the day of Christ. Christians are not just living for today. They are living for the day that is to come, the day of Christ. But in order to be prepared for the day that is to come, Christians need to know how to live today. The kind of life that is prepared for the day of Christ is characterized by purity and blamelessness. The kind of life that is prepared for the day of Christ is that which evidences the fruit of righteousness, as Paul says. Let me conclude this short meditation this morning. First, as a church, we are involved in the partnering of the gospel. We are in the fellowship of the gospel. Second, prayer is vital in the partnership of the gospel. And third, our love for God must grow in knowledge and experience of God. Finally, we live not just for the day today, but for the day of Christ. We learn to recognize, to organize our life today in such a way that the day of Christ will not take us by surprise. I thank you for your fellowship in the gospel, and I thank you for your prayers and support and everything you have done. We are partners in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.